Hi, Marty, I'm here, and it's full time, and it is finished 3-1 to Drogheda United, Marty. Two late goals from Adam Foley and Darren Nugent just nicked the game in additional time. 90th minute goal from Adam Foley won the game, and with Harps pushing for that equaliser, Darren Nugent caught them on the counter-attack. And it's an absolutely gut-wrenching loss for Harps, who, you have to say, dominated the first half, and in early in the start of the second half, they got the perfect start when Conor Torres diving headed the ball over the line from close range. That looked to be Harps in control of the game, but Drogheda fought back into the game to dominate the rest of the season. Adam Foley went close, but then the equaliser from Evan Weir, a substitute after Drogheda in fact went down to 10 men. Weir was the substitute to come on in the reshuffle after that 10 men, and it just looked like it was going to go to a draw. Looked like it's going to be a 1-1 share of the spoils. 90 minutes, the placard goes up for additional time, 5 minutes. And Ryan Brennan, the substitute for Drogheda, he came on and was very, very influential. Pulled the ball back for Adam Foley in the 90 minutes to nick a late winner for Drogheda United. And then in the end, red card for Bastian Iri. He got a kind of a lashed out a kick at that man, Ryan Brennan. So straight red. Ollie Hogan will have no complaints with that. But then, as they were pushing for that equaliser, counter-attack from Foley, who turned creator this time, switched the ball across the field into the Windmill Road end, and who was on hand? Dara Nugent. So unfortunately now, 3-1 winners Drogheda United on the night. They open up a bit of a gap now between the Harps and themselves in that playoff spot. So all to report here from a very entertaining second half in Heading to Game Park. 3-1 gutting loss for Harps against Drogheda United.